I saw the building crumble. It's all the way down. I can't see at what point it's still standing. Oh, my God.
We can hear them. You said it sounded like the 4th of July. You heard a big explosion before the building fell?
I saw it as it was happening, and it sounded as if you had 100 of those little black cat firecrackers, and you lit them all off at once. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like the finale of the 4th of July over the East River.
The fact, you know, when we saw this yesterday, people said, oh, my goodness, there was a bomb on there. There must have been a bomb that
collapsed. Must have been a bomb below.
Right, that finished the job. Well, it turns out we heard from experts who said that, you know what, the fire on those floors, probably 1,500 degrees. Steel can only withstand so much because the steel structure that holds the building up was on the outside, and essentially the building started to melt, and it gave way, and it toppled.
If you recognize the previous 26 seconds as having come from the lying government apologists at Fox News, you are correct. When they said that the vertical support of the structure came from the outer part of the tower, that is a flat-out lie. The walls were mainly for bracing against wind loads. The vast majority of the vertical support came from the central core columns. So for Fox to say what they did denies the existence of these core columns, which is actually pretty interesting because this shows that within 24 hours, Fox News had the major talking point that would be used in official government reports and other publications and illustrations, which basically deny the existence of the core columns. They make it seem like there was no such thing, that the floors just sagged. And once they hurt the outer walls, there was nothing to keep that floor from falling onto the next floor, and that is just a complete fantasy. And then when at the end the guy said that the buildings toppled after the steel melted, well, that's a double lie, because the steel didn't melt. Well, not from any fires. And the buildings didn't topple. The fall of the buildings basically perfectly vertical, except for all of the material that was thrown out sideways so far in all directions. And of course, that also took a lot of energy to do that. So if the only thing driving the collapse downward through the supposedly undamaged lower floors was gravity, then the energy to do all that sideways acceleration would have necessarily subtracted from the remaining available energy to provide the downward acceleration, which would have further slowed the buildings much slower than was observed. So this is another dead giveaway that the pancake collapse theory is impossibly false. So now we come to the audio clip by Kevin Ryan. Kevin used to work for UL, or Underwriters Laboratories, and basically what they did for the world was to test products. If you have anything with a power cord that plugs into the wall, it probably has a UL sticker or rating in it, on it somewhere. And basically, they certify that various products are not too risky, not only to use, but to insure. So they work for the underwriters, and that's where they get their name. And so when Kevin Ryan heard about all the collapse theories, he knew that Underwriters Laboratories had certified the steel in the World Trade Center to meet ASTM standard E119, which means that even steel without any fireproofing was good to withstand hours at 2,000 degrees. So when you heard in that previous section the Fox News apologists refer to experts who claimed that the fires were probably burning at 1,500 degrees, please keep in mind that A, the fires were probably not anywhere near 1,500 degrees, and B, even if they were, that still leaves them a good 500 degrees shy and many minutes, if not hours, shy of the exposure criterion that would have been required to have significantly structurally weakened the steel. Just keep that in mind the next time you hear about how fires melted steel, okay? Now here's the Kevin Ryan segment.
I was given some information verbally and in writing, telling me that from the CEO of Underwriters Laboratories, stating that our company, when I worked there, had tested materials used in the construction of the World Trade Center. Actually, that testing would have been done 40 years before, so nobody working there had been involved in that testing. But at the same time, Underwriters Laboratories was working with NIST in their World Trade Center investigation. They were under contract to build and test floor models to evaluate essentially the pancake theory that was the big theory on how the towers collapsed. So, I actually had first written to the CEO of our company in November of 2003 after learning that there was some question as to how the buildings collapsed. It was 2 years later, and I'm certainly not I'm not the brightest guy, but I figured it out eventually that there was an alternative explanation. And so I sent this CEO a message asking him about his previous comments to us that UL had tested the materials 40 years ago to build the World Trade Center. And I asked him what he was doing to protect our reputation, given these two theories, fire, which is essentially a safety failure of the buildings, or demolition, which I proposed to him, because that was something I was reading about. And given the fact that all the steel had been whisked away and recycled, or most of it, there was this big question. So what were you doing? What are you doing to protect our reputation? He responded to me in detail in writing, confirming that UL had tested materials, steel, used to build the World Trade Center buildings. So, he went on and talked about the quality of the sample and how well it did in the tests. He's obviously working off of information he had been given by someone. And he has obviously spoken about this now and written about it for several years without anybody correcting him. Okay, so they asked me to be patient and wait for the NIST report to come out, because UL was working closely with NIST on this investigation. Well, NIST did come out with a final update on the report in October 2004. It showed a couple of things that were really startling and contradictory. First of all, UL had completed their floor model testing in August of 2004, which proved that the floors would not collapse in the World Trade Center. They actually proved that the floors would barely sag, if at all. In addition to that, NIST had done some testing on their own of the few steel samples saved, which they said were from the fire zones, were adequate for the investigation. And those tests proved that the temperatures were way too low to soften or melt any kind of steel, even unfireproof steel. So I'm reading this update in October 2004, and I'm saying, my God, somebody's got to ask about this. Underwriters Laboratories needs to come out with some sort of statement about this, because there's clearly an inconsistency, a lot of glaring contradictions. So what I ended up doing, after having spoken to several managers, and fire protection manager, the CEO, my own direct managers about this, even showing my own manager video of demolition squibs, I wasn't getting any answers. I wasn't getting any kind of satisfactory answer from UL as a company. So I sent a letter directly to NIST, Frank Gale, directly. And in that letter, I pointed out the contradictions between what he had found and what the report summary was saying, between the World Trade Center floor model test that UL had done and the long-standing theory of pancake collapse, which were in direct contradiction, though. And I asked him, to please come forward and state unequivocally, that steel cannot melt at these temperatures, that the theories that were being proposed were not possible. And I also copied a couple of people I knew were interested in 9/11 research, David Ray Griffin and Catherine Austin Fitz on this. And I allowed David Ray Griffin to distribute the letter publicly to a 9/11 research group. really not thinking that it was going to be a big deal. It did end up being a big deal. It was posted on the internet. I was fired 5 days later, and they stated that I used poor judgment. They stated that I was speaking for the company, or made it look like they were, that I was, and in fact, I think I made it clear that I was not. In any case, they never had any grounds to sue me because I didn't break any rules or policies. And it's been a long road since then, but I've learned a lot about 9/11, about the World Trade Center buildings, about the official stories that have come out in that time. In addition, I've tried to take care of my family and get my life together so that I'm not more of a liability to others than a help to others. So that's what I've been doing.
Any other statements you want to make? Anything you want to clear up? You pretty much covered it.
Yeah, I think that there's just a couple of things to clear up. The people who are still defending the official story oftentimes come out and say that conspiracy, wild conspiracy theorists are talking about steel melting, when in fact, anybody who's been paying attention knows it was people who defended the official story talking about steel melting. Not people questioning the official story. I think people questioning the official story knew and were questioning because they knew that steel wouldn't melt in a jet fuel fire. In addition, this idea of pancake collapse is still being put forward, even though the floors didn't collapse. We know that. And it requires floor collapse for a pancake theory. You can't have pancakes, floors, stack of pancakes without floor collapse. So what they've actually got now is just this vague kind of a theory that ends up in this pile driver collapse where they really just get you to the initiation very poorly, by the way, and then just leave you there. So we need a lot of answers.